music's just switching directions all the time. It's very ADHD, but in a cool way, that's for sure. So yeah, for example, took Greg Saunier of Deerhoof, took his drums, and he played along to click tracks at various tempos, and because it was to a beat and to a metronome, he just used that as source material and manipulated it in many ways throughout the record. So, yeah, he's just a... He says it's much more time-consuming than his original vision, but the songs on Toss are a testament to his innate understanding of how to craft a piece of music that becomes much greater than the sum of its parts. So we heard Taxi. There we go. Shogu Tokumaru. And I suppose he's overdue for an album. It's been like 6 years now almost, but yeah, his style is unique, so you can't rush it. And before that, we heard, to start off the set, Ichiko Aoba, who is a guitar player and singer, and she's swimming totally naked on the album cover, but you can only see her from behind. She's carrying she's got an apple in her hand or something, so yeah, some cool ambient picking music. Dawn in the Adan was a song by the album. The album Windswept Adan, Ichiko Aoba. Let's keep these guys going in the background. Satoki Fujii, Tokyo Trio. And we're gonna continue with some more jazzy hip hop. Band called Nautilus, 3-piece, keys, drums and bass, and. Oh, I should also mention, part of my interest here in Tokyo, specifically now, is that I'm going there. I'll be there in, like, late February. So I wanted to kind of check out the scene and see where some good shows might be happening and bands worth checking out. And so I found this band, Nautilus, who I actually knew previously. They'll be playing when I'm there. So I'm going to catch Nautilus at the Sometime Jazz Bar in Kichijoji, which apparently is an interesting spot because the tables are all like at various heights and the band plays in the middle of the room, so everybody's looking towards the center and things are just kind of a very unusual setup of a jazz club. So anyway, in the neighborhood of Kichijoji. So here's Nautilus, by the way. The show is on Tuesday, February 21st. If you happen to be in Tokyo, come join me. So here we're going to hear Nautilus from a new kind of compilation, vinyl release of theirs. They do a lot of cover songs, like new kind of cool jazzy interpretations of classics, and this one is by William Devon. This is Be Thankful for What You Got by Nautilus on Wandering Rhythms in Tokyo.
これでおしまい。もう大丈夫ですよ、安寧の人。
Wandering Rhythms in Tokyo, currently enjoying the wide futuristic sounds of that enormous city. And we just heard from Susumu Hirasawa, and the song was Beacon of Memory from his newest record, 2021's Beacon. And I'm just reading about this guy. He's got a huge following. He is as you heard, electronic musician, and also plays the guitar. And it's like a really interesting Wikipedia page, which he must have written himself, which includes information such as he lives at home with his calico cat in a neighborhood in Tokyo, and he's a vegetarian, or vegan actually. He finds meat gross. He started smoking in 1979 and quit in 2001. He has since become an avid vapor. He's also a teetotaler, abstinence from psychoactive drug alcohol. Okay, anyways, this gets into a lot of information, but he's also spoken out in favor of the big pharma conspiracy theory. Okay, we don't need to know everything about this guy. We heard his music. It's cool. It's futuristic. And he favors Japanese-made guitars. Not knockoff American guitars, but unique Japanese guitars. And this goes on. I would suggest it's a good read. Susumu Hirasawa. And born in 1954. Has been going since then. And yeah, he's born in Adachi, Tokyo, Japan. And before Susumu Hirasawa, I could talk about him for an hour, but I probably won't because there's more music to play. Before that, we heard from Kikagaku Moyo. This is a band that's put out 5 records over the last decade. And they all have the same length of beautiful long black hair. They're all male, as far as I can tell by looking at them. And yeah, they just love the psych rock a lot. So that's from their last album called Kumoyo Island, called Cardboard Pile. And they're like a very strict 70s psych band. They got the sitar in there, and yeah, it's very cool. But they also played in Vancouver a bunch. I miss them. Miss them every time. I didn't realize they were so so good. I thought they were just kind of noise band, but I think they've gone a bit more pop, like a bit more structured in their songs over the years. This one has reasonably short songs, like we heard, Cardboard Pile, and it's their last album. They actually came and played the Rickshaw back in September. It was a sold out show here in Vancouver, and they said it was their last tour, and they accomplished everything they planned to as a band in a decade, so they quit. Not because they hate each other, just because they did it already, and they want to just move on to, I don't know, horticulture or something, perhaps. So yeah, Kikagaku Moyu. And if they ever come back, who knows? Maybe we'll go see them. They seem to have played the Rickshaw every time. So yes, there you go. We also have, by the way, a very cool Japanese Tokyo band series that was coming to Vancouver. It was a labor of love from a Japanese Canadian who's living here in Vancouver who invited a lot of young indie bands from Tokyo specifically. It's called like Next Music from Tokyo to come and do a Canadian tour. So that was cool thing that happened. I think it was also at the Rickshaw a lot. So yeah, that's the venue of choice for young Tokyo bands, it seems. Before Kikagaku Moyu, we heard Nautilus, yes, a jazz trio. And the song was Be Thankful for What You Got. And that was, I didn't realize, but when I listened to it again, it's that din-din-din-din-din-din, on the scene with the gasoline, yeah, is that really quite cheesy, this song. Cover of this song. Gangsta-lean. TV in the back. Not gasoline, Gangsta-lean, of course. Yeah, 1973 song. That's what they covered. So that's what we heard, and man, we're running out of time here. I gotta play something. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to play, but just didn't have time. Minyo Crusaders, check them out. I won't play them, but I've played them a bunch on the show. Yeah, mix of cumbia and Minyo folk music from Japan. And then you also got Boris, amazing band's been going like 20 years, that has a new drone album. Bam, I should have been playing that in the background. And lots more. So I'm gonna though end. I suppose this is the end. Is it the end already? This band that we had an intern here at the station. I don't know if she's still around, and I cannot remember her name. Apologize for that. But she's from Tokyo, and this is. I asked her what's some cool new bands in Tokyo, and she specifically said this band. So this is a band not just chosen by myself, who's never been there yet. This is something that somebody from Tokyo enjoys. So it's an indie rock band, PK Shampoo, and the title is written in Japanese. So if you just take a second to paste it into a translation machine, then it says Municipal Funeral. Okay. Cool. Alright, well, this is Wandering Rhythm signing off on the Japanese special. Hope you've enjoyed some of these tunes. Please visit wanderingrhythms.com, where you got access to past episodes and playlists and such. And yes, I have been Nick Legacy. Thank you for joining. Much love to all the people out there, especially those I'm thinking of now in the giant city that somehow, miraculously, more or less, seem to get along peacefully. In such tight quarters. So they're amazing people, Japanese, and thank you to them for their lovely musical inventivity. Wandering Rhythms signing off. PK Shampoo coming up here with a song about municipal funerals. Okay, enjoy.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
This is Bird Note. Hear that call echoing through the trees? Sounds like a bird of prey, right? And it's nighttime. It's an owl. The striped owl, to be exact. Clam eater, the species name in Latin, means yeller. And yes, you guessed it, this owl has a distinctive striped pattern. Our striped hunter makes quite a fashion statement. Along with the stripes goes a pair of large ear tufts that for a second might look like a cat's. The face is a creamy disc, rimmed with black, almost like a mask. But when it comes to nesting, striped owls like to keep it simple. A hollow in a tree, an abandoned woodpecker hole, or even a cozy nook in a dense vine are perfect accommodations for these fashionistas. No need to bother with building intricate nests. Striped owls are known for their diverse vocalizations. Their repertoire includes deep hoots, eerie screeches, and a range of calls that help give an otherworldly ambience to tropical rainforests from southern Mexico all the way to Argentina. Despite their eeriness, in many local cultures, striped owls are believed to bring luck to those who encounter them. So consider yourself lucky if you spot one. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.